what you're sitting in right now
is lounge chairs.
Mm-hmm. And what I'm sitting in?
We call it a couch or a sofa.
Any other names you might have for that, or you've heard people call it?
In olden times, it was Davenport or settee.
Those words all mean the same thing?
I think they do. I associate settee with something that's not upholstered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I have an old piece of furniture that I've been wanting to refinish. It was called a lounge in my grandmother's home. It was on the order of these settees now. I mean, then, but it didn't have as much upholstery on it.
Now, what different kinds of chairs do you have around?
I have rocking chairs or rockers, straight chairs.
The room where you sleep is called a
bedroom.
Yeah, now the piece of furniture in your bedroom that has drawers in it and you put clothes in, well, what would you call that?
A chest of drawers, mm-hmm. Dressers.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard any other names?
Well, we have what's called a shift robe that you can, it's a combination of a chest of drawers.
Explain to me what a shift robe was. Will you?
Well, it's a piece of furniture that's stands upright, of course, and it has drawers, plus a place to hang any hanging clothes.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything maybe like that that's bigger that you would just hang clothes in, maybe?
They're called wardrobes.
Now, any other name for that? What's basically the difference, say, between a shift robe and a wardrobe?
I think the shift robe is just a newer model from the wardrobes. Because some of the wardrobes did have maybe one drawer and one shelf in it, where the shift robe has four or five smaller drawers.
Yeah, now what do you have instead of, say, a wardrobe or a shift robe to hang
your clothes? We have a closet.
Mm-hmm. All the kinds of things we've been talking about, chairs, sofas, all these things you call them, what, just simply?
Furniture.
Mm-hmm. The things hanging at the window to keep the light out, what do you call those?
Drapes.
Mm-hmm. What about wooden ones outside?
Blinds.
Mm-hmm. If they're on rollers and you pull them down, what would you call those?
Window shades.
Mm-hmm. The room at the top of the house, just under the roof, what is it?
Attic.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard any other names for that? Around here?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the room that you cook in, you mentioned the...
That's the kitchen.
Have you ever heard any other names for that? Any names for it that older people call it?
It seems that I've heard them call it a stove room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've heard that around here too. Now, let's talk about some of the furniture in the kitchen. What do you call the little room, say, off the kitchen where you'd store canned goods and extra dishes?
Pantry.
Mm-hmm. Any other names you maybe heard for that?
I don't believe I know any.
So you had like a little cabinet. That you might put pies and things in. What would you in the kitchen before you had refrigeration?
That was called a pie safe.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe that?
Well, it was enclosed with doors on it, and some of them had screen over the door. Some had tin that had a design, holes punched in and made a design on it. That was for ventilation. And I believe in the ends of it, it had little round holes. It was also covered with screen where it would get more ventilation.
Now we talked about the attic. Do you store anything up in the attic?
Not in this house, I don't.
Oh. Do you have a room where you just store odds and ends?
Well, I call it a junk room or just a storage room, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you be doing, say, sometimes... Can you describe maybe the day of a housewife? I mean, what do you generally do?
Well, I prepare meals, wash dishes, wash clothes,